But of course, yesterday and continuing today, we have some terrible fires. Yesterday around the state, they reported around 99 bushfires. Right now, there's about 7 or 8 that remain at the emergency level. And we know, having spoken with Helen Sinclair from the Manning Valley Racing Club at Taree at 7 this morning, that the Taree Evacuation Centre is full. There's 600 people in there, and there's other portions around that area where people have simply attempted to sleep in their cars with animals and the like. One of our good racing mates who went through a fire a couple of weeks ago and thankfully was okay there is Terry Evans. And look, Terry, the last thing I want to do as I say good morning to you is to make you emotional, but it obviously has been another stressful night for you, mate.
Yeah, very stressful, Andrew. Yeah.
Can you relate to our listeners just how you've got through it? Because you were basically evacuated from your home yesterday.
Yeah, I sort of stayed right till the death and tried to save most of the horses. And then this morning they tell us the house is saved and the horses are here okay. I just can't believe it.
When you left yesterday, did you honestly feel that the house was going to be lost?
Yeah, I definitely. Like, I left and the flames were at least 100 foot in the air. They were just coming straight for us. And whatever the guys have done from the fires, I don't know how they did it, but they've saved it.
So it's a simple case that the firemen have done a remarkable job.
I can't believe it. Yeah, cannot believe it, Andrew. It's just the whole round of the outside is just blackened with it. This little green patch in the middle where the horses are in the house. It's just like landing on the moon. You know, unbelievable.
And when you left, Terry, what did you do with the horses?
Well, they came in with a big, like a D10 Caterpillar and tried to put a fire break in between the house and the forest next door. And the horses sort of got loose, and then I had to get them right up to the front in the smaller yards and just small post and rail fence, and we'd run them all in there and just made sure they had water and food and whatever, and then we just stayed by in case of any spot fires. But then it just got too bad, and because all the big paddock where I had them set up, they came through and they had to just pull those fences all down to get in.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I just can't believe it.
Terry, I should have asked you off the top because there's people listening to us all around the state and the like. Where is your home, Terry?
Rainbow Flat.
Yeah. Okay.
Just south of Taree and just sort of west of our track at Tuncurry, just and on the freeway at Rainbow Flat, yeah.
And really, we have learnt this morning that other houses have been lost, so it's a community thing this morning, I presume.
Oh, yeah, the people yesterday were just unbelievable. You know, when we tried to evacuate, and the police and the fire brigade, just terrific, you know.
You only went through this a couple of weeks ago down at Tuncurry.
Yeah, I know. We saved those guys, and looks like these guys have been saved too. So something going right anyway.
It is. What's it like there at the moment, Terry?
The wind's just starting to pick up, Andrew, from the south, and I just feel for all the guys that are north of us where the fires are headed. You know, it seems to have passed us at the moment, and there's not much left to burn. And the wind's very strong from the south. And, yeah, it looks like it's sort of heading towards Old Bar and further that way.
Yeah, Old Bar looks to be under some threat, so we'll have to monitor that story. And look, we wanted to grab you just for a few minutes, Terry. We didn't want to pry too much, but a lot of people were aware that you were under threat yesterday afternoon. And to others within our racing community, through Sky Sports Radio, we're heard right throughout the state on our FM service, and we wish all the very best. And they're simply not words. I know that if anyone from the racing industry, Terry, is after some assistance, we urge you to go to your steward, go to your local race club, and that will work through to Peter Volantis, who I know has spoken with some key players and people that may need some assistance out of this. So, Terry, we can only, mate, can't relate it in any way, but that relief from you, I presume, when you were told your house was there, that must have been amazing.
And Peter, he did talk about Brian on the phone this morning, and right, thank those guys and, you know, everyone in the racing community, all stick.
Terry, that line's just dropping in and out a little bit, mate. We'll leave it there. Our thoughts are with you, mate, and we'll certainly stay in contact. And I know many will know Terry extremely well, and we thank him for being a part of our program this morning.